This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We are set to roll with Aaron Wills and Gavin Matouche in the center jump circle here tonight for Hillsborough and Carthenville on your Friday night, as the Carthenville cheerleaders are finishing up their pregame routine here. And it's a cheerleader dance night as well, so the crowd is large here at the Big House on West Main for the halftime entertainment. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com. Wills and Matouche to jump, and here we go. Wills wins the tap, and the Cavvies will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Hillsborough as Siglock brings it into the front court. He hands it off to DeBerzy. DeBerzy will be busy tonight. He'll be manned up on Drake Vogel in a travel out front on Aaron Wills. He just shuffled his feet at the top of the key. So 13 seconds in, Cavaliers turn it over, and Hillsborough brings it across the timeline with Will Christian. Here's Vogel on the left wing. He lit it up last time he was in this gym, 36 points in that holiday tournament championship game. Scored his 1,000th point last week at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Here's Matouche, top of the key. Gavin, dribble handoff to Blaine Stewart. Stewart drives baseline, picked up his bounce, 18 feet away. Now leaves it back for Blaze Helton. Oh, back door, nice find. Will Christian off the window for the easy deuce. Beautiful find from Blaze Helton. 40 seconds gone by here in the opening quarter. Here's Siglock, leaves it off for Weiser. Volleyball spike line into the hands of Duckles now on the right wing. Mason Duckles back between the circles to DeBerzy. Faden doesn't score a point all night and locks down on Vogel. It'll be a good night for Aiden DeBerzy. He'll be tired after this night is done. Duckles three way too strong, goes off the other side of the backboard, off the rubber, and it last touched DeBerzy out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Well, down in Mattoon tonight, there could be history as Neil Alexander going for a career win number 900 as Lincoln travels to Mattoon this evening. That is a big old round number potentially tonight for Neil Alexander. Here's Christian on the left wing. Back between the circles it goes to Gavin Matouche. Dribble handoff to Vogel. Checked there by DeBerzy. That's volleyball spike line. Rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound down to Duckles. Man, he will pull from anywhere. 6:20 for the opening quarter. Just as a defender, it's abnormal to have to put a hand in a dude's face out at the volleyball spike line or beyond, but you certainly do with Vogel. 6:08 for the opening quarter, a 2-0 Hillsborough lead here, as Christian has the game's only bucket off a nice backdoor find from Blaze Helton. Here's Duckles on the curl, right elbow, kicks to Wills, open three, back rim to too strong. Long rebound out to Stewart, deflected away by Weiser, but saved by Stewart, picked up by Helton. Here comes Blaze. Foul line lost the handle, but Vogel picks it up right underneath the rim. Now Drake caught on the baseline and turned it over. Once that ball slipped out of Helton's hands at the free throw line, Hillsborough's in scramble mode there. 5:45 opening quarter. Crowd continues to file in here tonight at Carthenville High School. Good Carthenville student section on hand here this evening. Here's Siglock, right side of the key. Ethan got tripped up, leaves it for Duckles. Three ball, missed it. Offensive rebound to Wills. He dumps it to DeBerzy. Aiden couldn't handle it cleanly. Duckles to the deck. It's last touched by Hillsborough. See our buddy Denny Hill down there officiating tonight. Of course, Denny will be on Sports Saturday tomorrow morning as we talk about the 1972 Lancers, which Denny was a part of, that finished third in state. We'll talk with Vern Pinkston. We'll talk with Denny Held. We'll talk with Mal Milberg. And we'll catch up with assistant coach from that squad, Paul Nonneman. All coming up on Sports Saturday tomorrow morning at 9:03 here on FM 106. Here's a topper foul away from the basketball, as it looks like the guilty party will be Blaine Stewart. Sideline trigger, stage side for Carson Weiser. He gets it in to Siglock. Here comes Ethan. Gets a screen, works opposite all the way to the rim. Layup is good for Siglock. Well, he worked opposite that ball screen, attacked the right side, got all the way to the front of the rim. 2-2 our score. We've played 3 minutes opening quarter. Here's Will Christian, right side of the key, top of the key with Helton. Off to Blaine Stewart, left wing into the triple threat position. Here's Vogel, top of the key. DeBerzy right in his shorts. Dumps it down to Matouche. A flop there, no call. And the bucket good for Gavin Matouche. Good no call right there as someone lost their mask. That's Carson Weiser. He tried to take the charge. He's annoyed by that. Now he has to put the mask back around his chin. Actually got it up over his face. How about that? 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. A lot of black and blue chin straps out there on the floor tonight on both teams. 4:25 for the opening quarter, a 4-2 Hillsboro lead. Tabersi skip past Duckles, but away from the ball. What do we got? A whistle and a foul. It's going on the Toppers. That's Stewart again, and both Hillsboro fouls have been blown on Blaine Stewart. So that'll get brother Jace up off the bench. The 6'2 sophomore going to check in and replace brother Blaine. 4:22 for the opening quarter, a 4-2 Topper lead. Baseline out of bounds for Carthenville, a cavy at each corner of the lane. Tabersi will lob it out top of the key to Duckles. Mason Duckles puts it on the deck. Gets past Helton, layup no good. Good late contest in there by Matouche, and the rebound pulled down by Blaze. Helton wants the push. Nice bounce pass. Christian, layup no. Good contest by Duckles. Rebound picked up off the floor by Helton. Blaze attacks, blocked by Wills. Picked up by Weiser. Here comes Carthenville on the fly. Carson lost the handle, and it's deflected out by Christian. And it'll be Cavi basketball. Ryan Hart going to check in. The 6'2 junior will replace Mason Duckles. Carthenville beat Springfield Lutheran on Tuesday night, 50-21. Before that, they had played Staunton in back-to-back games, beat the Bulldogs for third place of the county, and then lost the conference matchup 4 days later by a single point. Here's Wills, almost wasn't ready for that pass. He was ducking and catching all at the same time. Here's Hart left wing working on Helton. Blaze cuts off that baseline. Now Hart comes back middle. Heart of the lane raises up, and a foul on Blaze Helton. Boy, Blaze was straight up, but I think he got him with the body a little bit there. First foul on Blaze, third team foul on the Toppers. And that will send Ryan Hart to the free throw line, the 6'2 junior. First free throw is no good, too strong. Stays a 4-2 Hillsboro lead, 3:38 for the opening quarter. Second toss for Hart is good. He gets one out of two, cuts the Hillsboro lead in half, 4-3. Toppers lead with the basketball. So we approach the 3.5 minute mark of the opening quarter. Christian brings it right side, checked by Siglock. On the left wing now with Jace Stewart. High above his head and surveys. Top of the key with Vogel. Tabersi and Siglock both right there. Christian on the curl, almost had an and one opportunity. He'll get two free throws. As the foul goes on Carson Weiser. His first, team's first. And Will Christian to the free throw line. And foul, the first whistled on Carthenville. Free throw for Christian is good. 3 points early on for Will, a 5-3 Topper lead. Second free throw, good. Christian gets the pair. He has four of the Topper six, and it's a 6-3 Hillsboro lead. As in it goes to Siglock. Ethan will walk the ball into the front court. Now he's motioning for Tabersi to get moving off that baseline. Siglock, left side of the key to Hart. High pass there. Hart had to elevate to make the catch. He keeps the bounce alive, leaves it off for Tabersi now. In the corner it goes to Weiser. Carson Weiser, left wing. Wills, three, yes. Aaron Wills knocks down the triple, and we are tied at six, 2:50 for the opening quarter. Here's Christian across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. Bad pass out at the volleyball spike line, turned over. Siglock goes up and down for the contested deuce over Blaze Helton. Oh, man, Siglock had to hang in the air, bring the ball down to his hip, and then get it back on the window. 8-6 Cavies. Here's Vogel. He attacks. Layup. No. Spun off, but two free throws coming for Drake Vogel. That last turnover, Christian just picked up his dribble in a bad spot there, and good anticipation by Siglock to shoot that passing lane. The foul goes on Weiser. That's his second. So two early fouls on Weiser for Carthenville and Stewart for Hillsboro. Vogel's free throw was good. First point of the night for Drake. Mason Duckles back on the floor. He'll have to replace Weiser, who will sit with those two fouls. 2:27 for the opening quarter. This for the tie. Vogel got it. We are knotted at eight. Drake has his first 2 points of the night. Here comes a little full court pressure. Siglock, one pass to Tabersi. Aiden splits it. Wills, layup, oh, he missed it with the left hand, and the rebound down to Blaze Helton. Wills might have got away with the travel. Here comes Vogel on the attack. Left hand hanging and hitting, yes, for Drake Vogel. He has four. Well, he just kind of floated through the middle of the lane and then the left-hand scoop. Now Siglock knives his way through. Layup is good with English for Ethan Siglock. Boy, coast-to-coast action right now. Christian lost his footing, gets it back to Vogel as he's going down, tied at 10. Deep three, Vogel, wave it off here. We got a whistle before the shot. Let's see. It's a foul on Carleville. We got a double foul. Oh, I think we got the old double foul. The double foul on Will Christian for Hillsboro. I thought they got a foul on Duckles as well, but perhaps it was just on Christian. It's going to be Carleton-ville ball, and we'll get our mask timeout. A minute 54 for the opening quarter. The Carleton-ville fans will rise as one. Hillsboro and Carleton-ville tied at 10. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WUSMI. Tim Mize back inside the big house on West Main here at Carleton-ville. Gabe Osborne back in our WUSMI studios producing the South Central Conference boys action here on your Friday night. Carleton-ville and Hillsboro tied at 10, a minute 54 to play in the first quarter. We've had some good end-to-end action here. Ethan Siglock, a couple of sensational finishes at the rim here. We just saw a nice finish from Drake Vogel as well at the front of the 10. Left elbow feed from Siglock to Duckles. Mason will turn and face on Helton now. Puts it on the floor, brings it back to Taberzi right wing. He's met up there by Vogel. Back to Duckles in the right corner. Mason Duckles. Brings it back out front. Helton stays right with him. Duckles has the 5-second count on him. He needs to get rid of the basketball. Pivots around across the floor. Fortunate to find Ryan Hart. 83 seconds, first quarter. Here's Duckles. Right elbow, spinning middle. Up under Jardlew, stolen by Blaze Helton. Good job by Helton. Perfect outlet pass to Vogel. Counted in the foul for Drake Vogel. 6 for Vogel. The topper's back in front, 12-10. Off the beautiful length of the floor pass from Blaze Helton. From one end line to the other, right on the money. That foul on Aiden Taberzi. His first, team's third. Free throw for Vogel, good. And 7 first quarter points for Drake. 13-10. Toppers lead. Here's Siglock. Splits the double with the bounce, and we've got a foul on Christian. That's his second. So some early foul concerns here for the Toppers. Christian and Blaine Stewart each with 2. That'll get Declan Riggs up off the bench. He'll check in, replacing Christian. Declan, a 6'1 sophomore. And he can shoot it. 65 seconds, first quarter. A 3-point Hillsboro lead. Ethan Siglock into the front court with the pass to Wills. Aaron Wills in the right wing, guarded there by Matouche. Top of the key with Taberzi. Aiden Taberzi. Bounced it once, picked it up, goes backdoor Siglock. Tough catch for Ethan, and he's fouled by Jace Stewart. First foul on Jace. 6th team foul on the Toppers here in the opening quarter. 51.5 seconds for the opening 8 minutes of play. Weiser back on the floor with those 2 personal fouls. He'll replace Duckles. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavies. It'll be Siglock to throw it in. Looking. Miscommunication, but Wills is Johnny on the spot and tracks it down. I don't think he was the intended target, but he picked it up on the sideline. Out between the circles to Taberzi. Right wing with Weiser. Top of the key to Wills. Thought about the 3, decides against it. Taberzi will take it. Way too strong. Missed it all. And the rebound down to Matouche with 33 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Gavin. All the way down. Off the window. It's good. Coast to coast for Gavin Matouche. Weiser stood there as the last slide of defense, but knowing that he had 2 fouls, he could not slide over and try to take that charge, and Gavin knew it. 15-10, Toppers. Here's Weiser. Matouche crashes into him, no whistle. Wills absorbs contact and lays it in from the heart of the lane. Aaron Wills has 5 first quarter points. 8 seconds for the quarter. A 3-point Topper lead. Here's Jay Stewart with 3. Does he recognize the time with 2? Back to Drake. Volleyball spike line, good if it goes. Front rim and down for Drake Vogel for the volleyball spike line fading away. Goodness gracious, Drake. 8 minutes in the books. It is Hillsboro 18, Carleton-ville 12. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WUSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, Sports Saturday at 9:03, as we'll be talking about the 50th anniversary of the 1972 Lincolnwood team that finished third at State. We'll have Denny Held with us. Vern Pinkston will be with us, along with current Lancer coach Matt Milberg and Lancer assistant from that 1972 squad, Paul Nonnemann. All coming up tomorrow, Sports Saturday, here on WUSMI FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball from Northwestern tomorrow, 2:30 on 105.3 The Ox. Toppers get it to start the quarter, down to Matouche, spins middle, missed it, rebound to the floor, picked up there by Duckles. What a shot by Drake Vogel at the end of the first quarter. The defense couldn't have been any tighter. Less than a second to go, fading from the volleyball spike line, front rimmed it, and it goes in. Ultimate shooter's roll for Drake Vogel. He winds up with 10 in the quarter. We've got 46 points on this floor in the last five quarters. Duckles, three, missed it, and the rebound down to Matouche. Game was tied at 10, so a little 8-2 spurt closed the quarter for the Toppers. Here's Jay Stewart, dumps it left block. Helton spins baseline, left-hand shot too strong. Rebound Matouche, put back as good for Gavin. 6 points for Gavin Matouche. He's just a workhorse on the glass. Out to Siglock, leaves it for Weiser. On the right wing now with Taberzi, back to Carson. 7 minutes for the half. Here's Mason Duckles. In the corner it goes to Siglock. Left block to Taberzi. Draws a double, kicks it out to Duckles. Mason passes on the three, underhand shovel to Hart. Right back to Duckles it goes. In the right corner with Carson Weiser. Finds Siglock running the baseline, makes a tough catch right block. Got caught underneath the rim, turned it over. Pass stolen by Blaze Helton. Here comes Blaze right down the heart of the lane. Dumps it to Matouche. Right back to Blaze it goes. And the Toppers will reset. Helton brings it to the left elbow. Pivots around looking for and finding Declan Riggs on the right wing. Here's Helton now, right side of the key, off to Stewart. Jace, three, too strong, and the rebound down to Carson Weiser. He will leave it off for Siglock, and Ethan will take his time walking the ball into the front court. It's a 10-2 topper run after this game was tied at 10. Here's Siglock, top of the key, Hart for three. Yes, for Ryan Hart. He cans the three ball from straight on. He has four, and it's a 5-point topper lead, 20-15, 5:55. For the first half, here's Jay Stewart. Leaves it for Vogel on the right wing. He's almost out of bounds. Doesn't matter. He can pull from there. Takes one dribble. Pulls up. That's an air ball for about 21 feet out. That don't happen very often. And for the Carnival student section, want to be careful. You never want to get too rambunctious when a player like Drake Vogel has a shot like that, because they feed off that energy. And they quickly realized they know what time it is. 5:40. For the first half, a 20-15 topper lead. Here's Carson Weiser. Leaves it for Duckles in the right corner. Mason Duckles off to Weiser. Left wing Siglock. Ethan, nice little jab step. Gets to the rim. Left hand layup is good for Ethan Siglock. Oh, that was a beautiful move off the left wing. Hard jab step, baseline, attack middle. Lead is down to three for the Toppers. A mini little 5-0 spurt here for the Cavies. Here's Blaze Helton, right elbow, left alone. He'll fire, left it short, rebound to Duckles. 5:05 for the first half. A 3-point Hillsboro lead. Aaron Wills at the table. He'll check in for Carthenville at the next whistle. Siglock on the bounce out near midcourt. Crosses over on Stewart, cut off there, leaves it back for Weiser. Finds a slashing to Burzy. Aiden back to Weiser, Carson. Leaves it for Duckles, left wing, to Burzy, heart of the lane. Aiden right back to Duckles. Mason didn't want the three. He pivots around in the corner. It goes now to Weiser. Down on the block to Burzy. Aiden turns, faces, draws a crowd, bounces out to Weiser. Carson gets into the paint. Layup missed it too strong. Rebound is off of Carson out of bounds, and it's Topper basketball. So Will's back on the floor. He will replace Hart, and Riggs returns for the Toppers, giving Helton a breather. 4:26 for the first half. 20-17, Hillsboro with the lead. Lincoln leading Mattoon, Gabe Osborne tells me in my ear, and if 9-3 after a quarter, there's a steal by Siglock. Ethan coming down the left side. Bounce pass too late for Weiser, kicked out by Matouche. Ethan needed to do that three bounces sooner. Of course, if that score stays the same, well, not 9-3, but Lincoln out in front, that'll be career win number 900 for Neil Alexander. Here's Weiser. Gets it into Siglock. Back to Carson. Weiser for three. Air ball, but we've got a whistle away from the ball. I think this is going on Will Christian. That's his third. That's three off-the-ball fouls for Will Christian here tonight. He will have to sit Jay Stewart to the table. He will check in for the senior point guard. 4:06 for the half, and we got a technical. Oh, Christian got teed up. That was the foul. He got teed up. So Ethan Siglock at the foul line. Free throw is off the heel and no good. Boy, I didn't see what led to that technical foul for Will Christian. Was away from the ball on the baseline. Said something, I would presume. Second free throw for Siglock, no good. He missed the pair of technical tosses. And I will say it again, on that spot, I think Ethan Siglock should have the option to have some people on the free throw line. It's supposed to be an advantage for the foul shooter, and it's just an uncomfortable feeling when you're the only one there. 4:06 for the half, a three-point topper lead. Here's DeBerzy, leaves it off for Carson Weiser. Weiser leaves it back for Wills. Aaron Wills now top of the key, dumps to DeBerzy. Aiden will turn and face. His pass is tipped, but DeBerzy tracks it down out near the volleyball spike line on the sideline. Back into the hands of Siglock. Ethan Siglock now picks up the bounce, leaves it off for Duckles. 3:40 for the half. Here's Weiser on the curl, leaves it for Wills in the left corner. Patient possession here for the Cavies, trailing by three. Duckles brings it across the head of the key. Dribble handoff, some miscommunication with Siglock as Duckles winds up picking it back up off the floor. Here's DeBerzy between the circles to Weiser. Carson Weiser, back door. It was intended for DeBerzy. Wills thought it was for him. He stuck his right arm down, deflected the ball away, and then it's going to be a tie-up. Nope. Jay Stewart has it on the floor, and Kyle McBrain gets a timeout. 3:15 for the first half. 20-17 Toppers lead back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main. Our buddy Lane has made his way up to the top to gloat about the technical foul he just saw. Lane's day is complete. He's seen a technical. A three-point topper lead. As Carthenville did not take advantage of that technical, though. They missed both free throws and then did not score on the possession. Here's Declan Riggs, brings it across the head of the key. Leaves it off to Blaine Stewart back on the floor with those two fouls. He leaves it for Vogel on the left wing. Here's Drake, dumps it down to Matouche. Gavin, spinning left block, cut off, leaves it out for Blaine Stewart. One dribble, kicks it to Riggs. He'll fire for three, missed it. And the offensive rebound, Matouche. Gavin draws a double team, spins back left, had his footing off, missed it. Offensive rebound, Stewart, his fadeaway is good. Jay Stewart's first bucket makes it 22-17 Hillsborough. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Siglock off to Weiser, into the hands of Aaron Wills. Wills finds DeBerzy on the slash, right back to Wills. Left side of the key now with Duckles. Mason Duckles finds DeBerzy coming off the screen. Three, yes, for Aiden DeBerzy. Aiden DeBerzy knocks down the three ball, his first points of the night, and the topper lead is down to two, 22-20. 2:05 for the half. Here's Riggs off to Jay Stewart, left side of the key. Drake will come and get the basketball. Vogel has it now. Volleyball spike line between the circles. Fakes the dribble handoff. Little hesitation. Step back. Now attacks. Layup missed it, but he was fouled. Boy, he just got a bag full of tricks, does Drake Vogel. He bounced out like he was going to pull the step back three. And on the step back, he put it back on the deck and reattacked. Free throw for Vogel is short. That foul went on Aaron Wills, his first, team's fourth. Duckles will get a breather for Carthenville. Ryan Hart back on the floor. Vogel's second free throw is good. Give Drake 11 points for the ball game now. He's 4 out of 5 from the foul line. 23-20, Toppers lead, 105 seconds first half. Bad pass by Weiser, stolen by Vogel. Drake going to time it up, and he goes in for the light dunk right there. Lost the handle on the way up, but got his hand on the rim. 13 for Drake Vogel. I tell you what, it's great to see that spring in Drake's step after he had that nasty ankle injury during the holiday tournament here at Carthenville. The spring was there, just lost the handle. Down to Wills. Bucket good off the assist from Ryan Hart. 7 for Wills, 80 seconds for the half, and David Suits wants a timeout. Hillsborough 25, Carthenville 22. Back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WQSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. Sports Saturday, 9:03 tomorrow morning. We'll be reminiscing about the 50th anniversary of the 1972 Lincolnwood team that finished third at state. Denny Held, one of our officials tonight, will be one of our guests tomorrow as he was a junior on that squad. Here's Vogel across the head of the key, leaves it for Declan Riggs. 65 seconds for the half, a three-point Hillsboro lead. Bryce Connor on the floor for the Toppers, 6'1 senior. He brings it across between the circles, leaves it back now for Jay Stewart, right back to Bryce. Thought about the three, leaves it for Riggs, right side of the key. Declan now, right back to Connor it goes. Bryce, little ball fake, leaves it back for Jay Stewart, 45 seconds for the half. And Kyle McBrain wants a timeout. 44.9 seconds for the first half of play. Hillsboro leading Carletonville 25-22. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following this one message on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carletonville. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this boys basketball action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. A three-point topper lead. They have the basketball 40 seconds for the first half. Here's Bryce Connor off to Jay Stewart, right side of the key. What did the Toppers draw up out of the timeout? You know they would love to hold for the final shot here. Half a minute, perhaps, down on the block to Helton. Across the lane to Riggs, off the window is good. What do I know? Beautiful set out of the timeout as they got the ball to Helton on the left block and a beautiful bounce pass right side to Riggs. 27-22 Toppers, 15 seconds for the half. Here's Siglock out near midcourt. He almost stepped on the timeline, being pressured out there by Stewart. 5-second count is on as Siglock is going to be forced. Yep, that is great defense by Blaze Helton as he came with the hedge and forced Siglock right into the backcourt. That is sensational on-ball defense from Jay Stewart and great help from Blaze Helton. That was really well done. Siglock wasn't leaving himself any room for error back there. He was so close to the midcourt stripe. 5 seconds for the half. Here's Connor. Vogel, three, Horn, yes, yes. For Drake Vogel, he has 16. Man, 16 and a half for Vogel. He hit a three at the end of the first quarter, hits a three at the end of the second quarter, and just like that, the lead for the Toppers is 8. We have reached halftime here at Carletonville, and Hillsboro leading the homestanding Cavies 30-22. We're back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Let's see, Gabe, play two minutes, play that Neil Alexander cut, play another minute, and then I'll take it back. Tim Mize back here at Carletonville High School. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on your Friday night on WSMI FM 106.1, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And remember, all of our high school broadcasts are available in a podcast that is free at WSMIRadio.com. And I'm in the process of restoring our archives as well. And when it is done, it will have every game that we did, you know, give or take, probably 98% of them, from 2007 to current day. So that wheels are in motion, as they would say in Seinfeld. Things are happening. Wheels are in motion. 30-22 is our score right now at the half. Hillsboro leading Carletonville as Drake Vogel drilled the three at the end of that second quarter to stretch it out to 8 points. And Drake feeling spry tonight. He has the spring back in his step. Of course, the Carletonville Holiday Tournament, he sprained his ankle on the jump ball before one of the pool play games and then came back championship night and dropped 36. Picked up right where he left off in the first half, had 16. Cavaliers will get the basketball to start the second half. Denny Held, Joe Jackson, Brian Sample, the officials this evening here at Carletonville. Good crew, 30-22, 8-point topper lead. Cavies have it to start here. Carson Weiser, Ethan Siglock, Mason Duckles, Aiden DeBerzy, Aaron Wills on the floor for the Cavies. Toppers counter with Drake Vogel, Blaze Helton, Gavin Matouche, Will Christian, and Blaine Stewart. So both starting fives on the floor for both teams. Nice backdoor. Siglock found DeBerzy, but his layup was too strong. Rebound down to the Toppers. Here's Vogel. Oh, hesitation to the rim. Got a little bit out of control there, and the layup is no good. He was almost under the rim by the time he released. Here's Siglock. Hesitation, lost the handle, but it's tipped out by Stewart, and it will stay with Carletonville. An 8-point topper lead. Baseline trigger, Wills gets it into Weiser now. Carson Weiser gets all the way to the front of the rim, missed it, saves it, but it's picked up by Blaine Stewart on the baseline. He gives it off to Blaze Helton. Here comes Blaze. Foul line, picks up the bounce, off to Christian. Will Christian, left side of the key, gives it back top of the key now to Blaze. Helton dumps it off to Stewart. 6:55, third quarter. Here's Helton, left wing, with Will Christian. Christian finds Matouche just beyond the foul line. Gavin, left elbow, gets to the left block. Left-hand shot, missed it. Rebound to Bersey. Jump ball with Vogel and the arrow to the toppers. Carlinville felt that was a quick whistle. Yes, DeBerzy was in the process of ripping it away from Vogel. Baseline out of bounds for the toppers. Drake will lob it in to Matouche. Back to Vogel, open three, left that one short. And the rebound saved by Blaine Stewart, but right to Aiden DeBerzy. And DeBerzy will push into the front court. A lead pass, Siglock, open three, yes. 11 for Ethan Siglock off the lead pass from DeBerzy. And the lead is down to five for the toppers. Here's Christian out between the circles. Leaves it off for Blaine Stewart now. Blaine Stewart on the right wing. He'll pull for a deep three. Missed it short. Offensive rebound, Matouche. Triple team dislodges Weiser. Then his shot is blocked by Wills. Picked up by Siglock. Ethan, nice pass across the floor. Duckles. Layup missed it. Good contest by Helton. Then the rebound is off of Gavin Matouche out of bounds, and it'll be Carthenville ball. Blaze Helton plays so hard, always has, but as you can imagine, he's got even more in that tank right now in terms of the effort and energy. Siglock, two in a row, yes sir, Ethan Siglock, back-to-back triples, he has 14, and the lead is down to two. 6-0 spurt to start the half for the Cavies. High post feed to Matouche, gives it off to Helton right side of the key. Blaze puts it on the deck, attacks, draws the foul. And free throws coming. Are they going to call that on the floor? They will. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. 5:37 for the third quarter. Foul on Wills, his second. Vogel threw it off the back of the unsuspecting Weiser, lays it up and in. That's a smart play from Drake Vogel. Back turn to the inbounder, off the backside in the bucket for Vogel. Here's Wills. Pass was almost too tall for DeBerzy. Aiden makes the catch, turns, faces, rejected by Vogel. Picked up DeBerzy, corner, three, left it short. Offensive rebound to Wills. Aaron Wills, wild shot at the baseline, missed it. Rebound to Mason Duckles, and he bounced it off his foot out of bounds. Boy, Wills got that rebound, and then he was really under the backboard on the baseline and jumped out towards the foul line and tried to finish that coming back up and under. A four-point Hillsboro lead, 5 minutes for the third quarter, 32-28. Here's Blaine Stewart. In the left corner it goes with Blaze Helton now. Helton fakes the pass, gets it off to Blaine Stewart. Into the hands of Christian now. Baseline Helton, drives baseline, dumps it, Matouche left block, kicks it. Corner pocket, Christian three, that's an air ball. Goes right to Helton, he's blocked and fouled. Yet another occurrence where the air ball benefits the offensive team. As the defender, you're anticipating getting your rebounding position based on that ball coming off the rim some way, somehow. When it's an air ball, it throws everything off. Third foul on Wills. Free throw for Helton is good. That's Blaze's first point tonight. He's one of those kids, though. He has fingerprints all over the ball game, regardless of points scored. Wills will sit with those three fouls. Ryan Hart back on the floor for Carthenville. Second free throw for Helton, too strong, and the rebound down to Mason Duckles. So the lead is back to five for Hillsboro. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Ryan Hart, right wing. Gets to the free throw line, cut off. Spins around, leaves it for Duckles. Bounce pass to Bersey. Head fake, off the window, he missed it. Boy, Vogel contested that shot just with his presence. Never left his feet, but he was looking springy as DeBerzy threw a series of fakes. Now the toppers give it away on the other end as they're on the baseline with their backdoor cut. Fourth topper turnover. 4:15 for the third quarter. Carthenville hanging around here tonight. 33-28. Siglock into the front court, leaves it for Hart. He's open for three. Got it! Ryan Hart buries a three, his second triple, and the great equalizer, the three-point shot to top her lead down to two. Halfway through the third, Vogel step back, 18-footer, yes, for Drake Vogel. Man, he is a special talent. 20 for Vogel. 35-31 toppers. He just has the full array of shots. Hart, deeper than the last, back rimmed it off the guide wire, but we play on, and the rebound down to Helton. Outlet pass to Drake in midcourt. Vogel, he's cooking tonight, and he's going to be called for the palm right there. Got his hand underneath the basketball on his hesitation dribble. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. A four-point topper lead. And as the Cavs fans were saying, you can't do that with the claps. Drake Vogel, he timed up the clap and did the clap as well. Love that kid. 3:28 for the third quarter. Hillsboro 35, Carthenville 31. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Drake Vogel likes this gym. He's got 56 points in his last almost seven quarters on this floor. Had 36 the last time he was here. He's got 20 right now, 3:20 to play, third quarter. Just a four-point Hillsboro lead. Siglock out front for Carthenville. Finds the Bursey left side of the key. Aiden now leaves it off for Duckles. Here's Hart. Right back to Mason. He'll pull for three. Left that one a little bit short. Hung on the rim for an extra second. Vogel lost the rebound, got it back, and then he's out of bounds. Vogel jumped, and that ball hung on the front rim just for a split second longer. It threw Vogel's timing off, but when he came down, he was just out of sorts and had nowhere to go. Baseline out of bounds for Carthenville. Taberzi will lob into Siglock. Dumps it down. Weiser, deep post position off the window. It's good for Carson Weiser. His first bucket pulls the Cavs within a deuce. 35-33. Vogel pulls for a three. Got it again. Drake Vogel. Boy, the hand was in his face. It didn't matter. Pulled up a couple feet beyond the line. 23 for Drake. Lead back to five for Hillsboro. Here's Hart. Feeds the post to Weiser. Carson draws a triple. Left wing now with Duckles. Mason Duckles puts it on the deck, hands to Siglock. Ethan Siglock pulls it back near the volleyball spike line across the floor to Hart. 2:25, third quarter. Into the hands of Taberzi now. Aiden Taberzi gets a screen from Weiser. Aiden turns the corner, kicks to Hart. Corner three, missed it. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul going on Carson Weiser as Christian wound up on the ground. Third foul on Carson Weiser. And with 2:16 to play in the third quarter, Aaron Wills will come back on the floor, playing with those three fouls now. Riggs will come in, replacing Helton. 2:16 for the third quarter. A 38-33 Hillsboro lead. Drake Vogel with 23 points tonight as he brings it into the front court. A series of between the leg bounces. Gets a screen from Matouche. Volleyball spike line. Left that a little short. Offensive rebound. Riggs. His follow is no good. He was fouled on the floor. You don't see many high school kids around here just pull up from the volleyball spike line with no hesitation. Drake Vogel does, and he shoots it at a good percentage when he does it too. Foul on Ryan Hart. His first. Here's Vogel. Step back three. Oh, what a find to Riggs off the window. It's good. Sensational. Four for Declan Riggs. Everybody in the gym thought Drake was shooting the step back three, and he threw a seed down to Riggs. Hart step back three. Says, I can do it too, sir. He's got 10. Three triples in the game, and we are tied at 38. No, we're not. 40-38 toppers. That last bucket from Riggs has them with a two-point lead, and Stewart shuffled his feet on the catch. Six, topper turnover. 94 seconds for the third quarter, a 40-38 Hillsboro lead. Carthenville has had the answer every time he thought Hillsboro might put some separation between them. It was an eight-point game at the half, but it was five late till Vogel came to three at the buzzer. Here's Siglock. Two for the tie, three for the lead. Bad pass, Hart to the deck. Christian nearly stole that. Hart corrals it, leaves it for Siglock. Yes, for 15. We are tied at 40. 16 for Ethan Siglock. It was a great job by Ryan Hart as Will Christian was a fingernail away from tipping that ball into the backcourt and having a run out. Hart picked it up off his backside and found Siglock, who did the rest. 40-40. Final minute, third quarter. Scoreboard is slow to put the points up here. I assure you it's 40-40. Here's Vogel. Tough three contested. Was it partially blocked? No. Taberzy came in with the late contest and forced a wild shot from Drake Vogel. But the scoreboard still says 40-38. And I sure thought it was 40-40. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Siglock bouncing out front. Leaves it in the corner for Hart with 40. Up top, Wills. Aaron Wills. Dribble handoff to Hart. Ryan Hart leaves it off for Wills. Half a minute for the third quarter. Here's Siglock, deep three, missed it. Rebound tipped around. Taberzy battles, lays it up and in for Aiden Taberzy. 5 for Taberzy. The scoreboard now says 40-40. 15 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Will Christian. Leaves it back for Vogel. I'll have to check my totals at the break. Here's Vogel behind the back. Leaves it for Riggs in the corner. 5 seconds. Stewart. Christian with 2 seconds. Back to Stewart. At the horn. Missed it. Three quarters in the books. The scoreboard reads Hillsboro 40, Carlinville 40. Back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Three quarters, nothing decided. 40-40 is the score. Hillsboro and Carlinville knotted up here as we head to the money quarter. It's a tight one in Mattoon as Lincoln up by a point going to the money quarter there as Neil Alexander looking for a career win number 900 tonight as the Lincoln Rail Splitters taking on Mattoon. Well, we got a tighter ball game here than I think a lot of folks thought we might. 40-40, Carlinville gets the basketball to start the money quarter. I had some scoreboard confusion at the end of that third quarter, but I got 40 total points on my score sheet. Here we go. Onto the floor is Matt Dunn for Carlinville. Here's Dunn on the left wing. Out to Weiser. Joined to the floor with Siglock, Duckles, and Wills. Toppers have Vogel, Blaine Stewart, Matouche, Christian, and Declan Riggs. Wills being hounded by Matouche. Ball jarred loose. Duckles has to come and get the basketball out near midcourt. Well, sensational defense from Matouche. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Siglock bouncing out near midcourt. Leaves it off for Weiser. But this is the exact spot Carlinville wanted to be in now, as Weiser has it knocked loose by Stewart, and it'll stay with Carlinville. Weiser might have got away with a little dislodge that time of Blaine Stewart. Kyle McBrain certainly thought so. The game pressure shifts to Hillsboro in this spot, though, tied at 40 with Carlinville on the Cavies' home floor. A good, energetic crowd in the building tonight. A lot of Carlinville students on the stage here this evening. Here's Weiser. Picked up the bounce after one dribble. Long pass across the floor. Almost didn't make it to Duckles. Here's Aaron Wills. The topper defense has ratcheted up here in the opening minute of the fourth quarter. 7 minutes for the ball game. Here's Siglock. Out near midcourt, Ethan Siglock. Between the legs, slipped. Kept his footing and the bounce alive. Here's Wills. Top of the key it goes to Duckles. Right back to Wills. Into the hands of Ethan now. Siglock. Out between the circles. On the back pedal. Boy, he gets dangerously close to that mid-court strike. Out to Weiser. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. Carlinville's held the ball for the opening 90 seconds as Stewart jars it loose, poked Weiser in the eye. And then Carson Weiser has something to say to Blaine Stewart. Good officiating here. No technical fouls. Weiser was annoyed. He thought he got poked in the face a couple different times. Of course, Stewart was annoyed because he thought that Weiser had pushed off of him earlier in the possession. And Blaine Stewart just got teed up. Boy, the officials did him a favor, and Blaine Stewart just kept talking. Just kept talking, and he got teed up. He earned that technical foul. Not smart. Let his frustrations get the best of him right there. And it all stems from what Blaine Stewart thought was a push-off going for a loose ball after he jarred it loose. Technical of the night on Hillsboro. Taberzy's free throw is good. Carlinville did not capitalize on the first technical. They missed both free throws and didn't score in the possession. They do capitalize this time. Taberzy knocks both tosses, and Carlinville has the lead at 42-40. They led this game in the first quarter. It was tied at 10, but since then, it's been Hillsboro out in front. Now the Cavies get the ball on the possession after the technical. Potential for a 4-point, maybe 5-point trip. In it goes to Duckles and Weiser, then back over and back there is Weiser just threw it way too hard for Duckles. Mason didn't catch it cleanly. And then Carson coming in out of bounds. He stepped into the back court for the over and back violation. David Suits doesn't think so. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. A 2-point Carthenville lead. Here's Jay Stewart. He replaced brother Blaine after that technical. Here's Helton on the baseline. Blaze finds a slashing Vogel, count it, and the foul for Drake Vogel. 25 for Drake, as he was kind of pushed with the body on the catch, was able to get it on the window. Game tied at 42 and a free throw for Vogel. Gavin Matush going to check back in, replacing Declan Riggs. David Suit still not convinced that was over and back on that last Carthenville possession. Free throw, Drake is good. A lot of the iron and down. 26 for Drake Vogel. And they've needed every single one of them. 43-42 toppers. 6-10 for the ball game. Here's Weiser. Poked away by Vogel, and it is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Drake and the toppers. Carthenville ball. Told you the Hillsborough defense has really ratcheted up here in the money quarter. Here's Duckles, left wing with Wills, down the block to Bersey, out to Duckles. Mason, dribble drive, kicks to Siglock, three, and the lead, back rim to too strong, and the rebound down to Matush. Gavin Matush has his mask ripped off his face, doesn't stop him. 15-footer, off the mark, no good. And on the rebound, we got a foul coming out on Drake Vogel, went over the back of Aiden to Bersey. Just the second foul of the half on Hillsborough. Carthenville's been whistled for five fouls. Check that third foul of the half on the toppers, but the first of the game on Drake Vogel. Mason Duckles is out. Ryan Hart back on the floor. Gabe Osborne tells me here that Mattoon has taken the lead on Lincoln tonight by a point. Yeah, number 900 can't be easy if you're Coach Alexander. Here comes Siglock on the curl. Kicks it to Hart for a three. Back rim to too strong. Rebound, Wills, battles Matush, lays it up and in. Aaron Wills, with one arm locked with Matush, took the other arm and laid it up and in. 44-43 Carthenville. 5:20 for the ball game. Here's Matush, left wing with Will Christian. Will Christian now leaves it for Jace Stewart on the left wing. Jace puts it on the deck, working on Hart. Feeds it down on the block to Blaze Helton. Walled off there by Wills. Out to Christian, open for a three. Yes, Will Christian cans a big-time triple. 7 for Will. 2-point lead for the toppers, 46-44. Drake Vogel imploring the Hillsborough crowd to get up. 4:45 ball game. A 2-point topper lead. Here's Hart. Leaves it off for Wills. To Siglock on the baseline to Weiser. Carson gets middle, forced it up, missed it off the bottom side of the rim. And the rebound down to Drake Vogel. 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Drake. Left wing goes to Christian. Foul line feed to Matush. Gavin Matush will put it on the deck. Steps through. Did he travel? Yes, he did. 8th turnover on the toppers. And with 4:21 to play in the ball game, it is 46-44. Hillsborough with the lead. Siglock coming into the front court. A 2-point topper advantage as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. Siglock gets a screen from Wills. Dumps it to Hart, top of the key. Tough three for Ryan Hart. Missed it badly. As he forced that one up in a rush. Rebound down to Matush. Halfway through the fourth. Here comes Blaze Helton. Cut off at the left elbow. Dumps it to Matush. Gavin, top of the key. Pivots around. Leads it back for Will Christian. Tucks it under his left arm, directs some traffic up top to Helton now. 3:45 for the ball game. 2-point Hillsborough lead. Blaze Helton, right elbow. He traveled, got away with it, dumps it off to Christian. Leaves it top of the key for Stewart. Middle of the lane, Matush, drop step, left hand, missed it. Nice move. Would have been a heck of a finish with the offhand. Good defense there by Wills to force the tough shot. Stays a 2-point Hillsborough lead. Here's Siglock, right wing. High post feed to Wills, right back to Siglock. Ethan Siglock kicks it to Duckles. Mason Duckles, top of the key, leaves it back for Aaron Wills. and a little touch foul on Gavin Matush as he closed out too hard and just ran right into Aaron Wills. Fourth team foul on the Toppers for Gavin. That's his first personal. Sideline trigger to Bursey. Gets it all the way in the backcourt to Siglock. So we approach the three-minute mark ball game. 46-44 Toppers. Here's to Bursey. Aiden to Bursey. Picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Wills goes back door. Aaron fading. Oh, my goodness. That thing rolled out on a soft roll. Almost hung on the left side of the rim before it kicked out. Topper basketball up two. Here's Will Christian out between the circles. Right wing now with Jay Stewart. Jay Stewart creates a little space off Hart there. Leaves it for Helton, top of the key, into the hands of Christian. 2.5 minutes ball game. Vogel for three, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound off the backboard to Stewart. Layup is good for Jay Stewart. That ball was tipped around off the window, eventually into the hands of Jay Stewart. 4-point Hillsborough lead, 2:20 to play ball game. Here's Siglock probing his way in the corner to Hart. Finds Duckle's right elbow. Back to Siglock now. Penetrating. Kicks. Wills. Open three. Yes! Aaron Wills has a dozen. And David Suits wants a timeout. 2:06 to play in the ball game. Hillsborough 48. Carletonville 47. The Cavs are jacked. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Just got a text message from our buddy Steve Johnson with the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum, and Chili Day has been postponed at the BRS Museum. They're aiming now for a date in March, hopefully. 2:06 to play here tonight at the Big House on West Main. Hillsborough 48, Carletonville 47. Cavies have hung tough all night. Toppers led by 8 at the half, but it never felt that big as they had to hit a 3 at the end of the half to get it to 8. It's 1 now, minute 53 for the game. Here's Helton, wild shot, right block, missed it. Offensive rebound, Vogel rises, middle of the lane, left it short, and Matush is fouled as Wills came over his back. Toppers just relentless on the boards. For Carletonville, their sixth team foul, the fourth personal on Aaron Wills. That's the big number for the Cavies, 4 on Wills. He will stay on the floor. 106 seconds to play. A 1-point Topper lead. Next Carletonville foul will put Hillsborough to the foul line for the 1 and bonus. Drake lobs it out to Blaze Helton, left side of the key. Helton high above his head. Will wait for Christian to come and get the basketball. 97 seconds to play. A 1-point Hillsborough lead. Christian handling out front. One of the dribble handoff to Vogel. To Bursey. Cut that off. Down on the block to Matush. Up under, and he missed it. Rebound to Wills, as picked up by Duckles. And Carletonville a chance to take the lead with 80 seconds to play. Into the hands of Siglock between the circles. 73 seconds to play, a 1-point Topper lead. The roof's going to come off this place if Carletonville takes the lead. Here's Wills in the left wing. Holding, dangerous cross-court pass, top of the key to Siglock. Final minute of regulation. 48-47 Toppers. Carletonville has the ball. To Bursey, tough catch. Down to the block to Wills, and he's fouled. Just the 15th foul on the Toppers. They'll get Matush with his second. So out of bounds, will it be baseline or sideline? Let's see. Baseline. 52.9 seconds for the ball game. A 1-point Topper lead. Cavi at each corner of the lane to Bursey. Gets it into Siglock. Ethan Siglock brings it out near midcourt, dumps it off to Duckles now. Clock running, 45 seconds for the game. Here's Hart on the right wing, being met there by Vogel. Ryan Hart leaves it for Duckles in the left wing. Mason Duckles back into the hands of Siglock. 35 seconds for the ball game. Ethan out front, turns the corner, finds Wills. Aaron rises and hits. Aaron Wills has 14. The Cavies have the lead, 49-48. And the Toppers take a timeout with 26.3 seconds to play in the ballgame. What a patient possession for Carletonville. They got it to the big fella, and he put it home from about 7 feet. 49-48, Carletonville with the lead. 26.3 seconds to play. Hillsborough has the ball when we come back to the Big House on West Main following this one message. Oh, baby. Here we go. The Carletonville Cavaliers, trailed by 8 at the half, outscored Hillsborough 18-10 in the third to get it even heading to the money quarter. And now with 26.3 seconds to play, it is Carletonville with a one-point lead, 49-48. Aaron Wills with the go-ahead bucket. Boy, if you're Carletonville here, you know where the toppers want to go with the basketball. It's number 20, Drake Vogel. Aiden DeBerzy will be all over him. Vogel has 26, but I'm telling you, Aiden DeBerzy has done a sensational job on Vogel here tonight. He is just a tough shot taker and maker. Carletonville will wait in the half court. In it goes to Christian. He will let the ball bounce to the free throw line. Now the clock is running, 23 seconds. Up top with Blaze Helton. Vogel working away from the ball. Here's Christian. Gets all the way to the rim. Layup is good for Will Christian. 9 for Christian. 1 point lead for the toppers. Clock is running. And it goes to Wills with 10 seconds. Lead pass to Bersey with 7. Aiden attacks and draws the foul. What are we going to get? Foul on the floor with 5.5 seconds. Hillsborough is not over the limit. Not over the limit. A 1 point topper lead. Carletonville ball on the baseline, and we're going to get a timeout. 5.5 seconds to play, 50-49 toppers. Carletonville has a chance to win it, the ball on the baseline, when we come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. History tonight. Congratulations to Neil Alexander. Career win number 900 as Lincoln beat Mattoon this evening. 900 career wins for Nokomis grad Neil Alexander. The crowd here will rise. A one-point topper lead, 5.5 seconds to play. And after David Suits saw the set, he wants to call a timeout and talk it over. A one-point Hillsborough lead, 50-49. Aaron Wills gave Carletonville the lead with a bucket from the heart of the lane with about 26 seconds left. Hillsborough came down. They denied, Carletonville did, Drake Vogel the basketball. They lost sight of Will Christian. He attacked the rim off the right side and got the go-ahead bucket. 50-49, that's where we are right now, a one-point topper lead. Hillsborough's 1-1 in conference play. Carletonville is 1-2 in conference play. And what a huge, huge win this would be if Carletonville could pull it off. And I'm telling you what, the students on the stage side here at the Big House, they are standing and they are ready to come off the stage onto the floor if the Cavaliers get the win here in the final 5.5 seconds. And what a beautiful basketball game here tonight. That's why, you know, at the high school level, any level, but the high school level, you never know. You can think a game's going to be one-sided on paper, and maybe it should be if they play 10 times. But this one time, it is down to it. 5.5 seconds to play. A one-point Hillsborough lead. Carletonville has it on the baseline. It'll be Siglock to throw in. Into DeBerzy. For the win! Missed it. Rebound. Wills. There's time. Put back. No! Rattled off. Oh, Hillsborough survives. 50-49 as Aaron Wills got the offensive rebound, and he had it for about 6 feet off the right baseline and just left it a little bit short. And Hillsborough gets out of Dodge with the win here tonight, 50-49. Woo! We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it following these messages on WSMI.